I want to quote you an idea from Rav Soloveitchik, quote in Noraos HaRav, which is a compilation, if you will, of written out some of his speeches that he has from Rav Soloveitchik. And one particular point that I want to make is this concept of how we can actually interpret different ideas of the Megillah itself, and how we have a right to read it outside of simply just a historical book. So what he points out is that the Gemara in Megillah tells us that the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yutes, says Megillah Nikres Sefer or Megillah Nikres Igeres. So Megillah is called a Sefer, a book, and it's also called an Igeres. Great, what's the difference between a Sefer and an Igeres? So he points out that the word Igeres in Hebrew is really a chronicle. It's a tale of events, which means the concept of Igeres is a historical idea to be able to jot down, to write down everything that's going on, and therefore it's basically a precise recording of events. And the essence of an Igeres is the concept called Emes, is truth. It's just, we're just telling you what happens. Now, obviously, today's quote-unquote egros of what truth is can obviously be bent, but when we're talking about old history, people are just putting down things that actually took place. So basically, the chronicle, this is what happened, this is how it happened, this is what happened after that, and that's the kind of truth we expect in legal proceedings. So this is the idea of what an egeres actually is. On a higher level, though, egeres is more than just a story, and not just simply a descriptive chronicle, but it's a living history. So the purpose of egeres is not just so you can simply read a story, but it's so you can actually be part of the experience of the historical experience that actually happened. That's the essence of what an egeres actually is. However, a sefer, as the Gemara said, it's called both a sefer and an egeres. A sefer is fundamentally different than an egeres. Sefer, it signifies a book. What does it mean, book? When the Gemara says sefer here, it has something else in mind besides just simply a book. An egeres is a scroll. A book is also a scroll. They didn't have binding back then, so what was the difference? But it's the ultimate idea of a sefer means it's a book written under the impact of divine inspiration of Ruach HaKodesh. It's therefore perfected. It's not about the story, and we're not interested in the story itself, and it's not even concerned with history. It's really about divine inspiration that comes out from it. Therefore, a sefer comes part of Kisvei HaKodesh. It comes part of the books that we have of what we call the written law. And it's the truth of what comes out of it is not limited to a time. When you deal with something that's a sefer, an egeres is something that's, let's look at what happened in this particular time frame. But when you look at it as a sefer, when you look at it as a book, it's not about an instance that happened. It's not about a circumstance that happened. A sefer is about something that's going to be universal for all of history. And therefore, history ceases to be a science of the individual or a particular event, and it becomes, in his words over here, the metaphysic of the universal, general, and symbolic. It becomes part of the constant and perpetual world, which means once we get into the realm of a sefer, it relates to you and I every single time. And it relates to you and I in our time frames as well. If it was simply an egeres, then it had nothing to do with us. So we just simply, let's open up a history book, let's turn on the history channel, let's see what's going on over here. When you're talking about an egeres, it's an event. When you're talking about the world of sefer, it becomes into a message. It becomes into a symbol for us. So when you read as an egeres, it's a chronicle. Then all the people that are there, all the figures, the actors, whoever they are just people. But once it enters the world of a sefer, these historical figures who were once people become prototypes or archetypes. They represent something. They now show us something, not just about who they are, but who we are as well. So therefore, once you deal with the Megillah as a sefer, it doesn't tell us the story of something that happened, but rather tells us of a destiny, of something that we experience over and over again in Jewish history. And therefore, that's why the Megillah is such an important aspect of this, because on the one hand, you read it as a story, and when you read it as a story, it says, this is what happened in Persia a number of years ago. But once you convert this over to a sefer, now you say, wow, what does that have to do with me? What is Mordechai? What is Esther? What do these represent in my life right now? So at this point, the idea of truth transcends that of factual observation, as well as that of causative interpretation and reaches at the level of Sefer into the realm of inspiration. So from these words that we're reading over here, truth is not just simply about events that took place, but now I become inspired because I become transformed as I read it into the world of a Sefer, as simply taken from Igeres, which is chronicle, into Sefer, which is now divine inspiration, and therefore it relates to me, and it will relate to me and everybody else for eternity. So therefore, whenever you understand where someone says Divrei Torah with regards to Megillas Esther, and they give you a deeper understanding that it's not just simply about an event that took place, but you have to understand how we see nuance in this, and that there's hiddenness of Hashem, as the Vilna Gaon is known to people that he quoted, that the whole idea of the Megillah is every time it says HaMelech is a reference to Hashem, and if it says Achashverosh, and it's a reference to the actual human king Achashverosh, how does he have a right to say these things? The answer is that once the Megillah became a Sefer, then we all understood that it's not just simply about reading chronicles about something that happened. It's part of our Torah Shebichsav, our written law, and therefore it's not a historical account. Not simply a historical account. Certainly it's there, but there's so much more there, which is so much more deeper, and it's something that lasts for an eternity.